Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anime Roulette, the podcast where we watch different anime every other week and we just talk about it. I, as always, am your host, Connor. Here with me, once again, is our lovely, shoujo anime, Ashley. You are a shoujo anime today. And once again with us is the incorrigible isekai, the Scott.
Trash pandas.
And I think I'm psychological horror anime.
Yeah, probably.
That tracks. We didn't watch an anime this week, did we?
Well, I watched...
Well, I was going to say, I also have actually been watching anime for once. It's weird. It's new to me. It's a foreign concept. I don't watch anime. Only for this.
Only for work.
No, instead, we gotta make a list, fellas.
A twist list?
Brain's not functioning, as it turns out. Brain.exe has stopped working. Thought I was on. I'm not on.
It's okay. My brain's always off, so we could probably try to switch brains and.
Yeah, let's try switching brains real quick. Let's
ready?
Just...
One, two.
Can I blame mine on like COVID fog since I just got over COVID again?
Silence you!
You don't even count as an entity anymore.
We are one. We are legion
of the undead.
Scott.
Nom nom nom.
Yeah, the undead's got on Twitter. So we're going to talk about all the anime we've watched this year. Well, it's actually been longer than a year. Fun fact, we didn't celebrate our year.
No.
It's pretty fucked up, ain't it? None of us even paid any attention to it.
No, I think we were still recovering and stuff. No, by then we weren't, I don't think.
I don't remember when we started, so...
January of last year. Yeah.
Right.
Boys for Cusco.
Cusco's poison.
Yeah, poison specifically chosen for Cusco. So we're going to talk about all the anime we watched, and I guess we should probably just... We have our lists. We have made separate lists with the exception of the Scott.
I never
did homework. Shocking absolutely nobody. Homework not done. Well, me and Ashley have lists, and we're going to talk about that at some point, I think, but maybe it's just a good idea to just go over... In order, every anime we've watched.
Haha, you didn't put them in order.
I did, actually. I have it on my thing.
No, well, you didn't send it to me in order.
It technically, I think, is in order on that. But, I mean, the My Hero stuff is a little out of whack because I just sent it as one lump sum. How about that? Let's just first talk about the one. My Hero Academia as a whole.
Do you have a favorite season?
Yes.
I do too.
I think it's the same. No, I don't think it's the same. I think ours are different.
Probably.
I think you like season 5.
No, 4.
Okay, ours is the same.
Oh, okay. See, I did like season 5. Just season 4 is, in my opinion, the best.
It's a banger season. As a whole, how do you feel?
Whichever My Villain Academia one was on, 5. That was my favorite.
5.
Because that was when things started getting more serious and consequences started.
See, to me, that's season 4. Like, boys dying.
Yeah, but at the same...
People, Toga losing his powers.
You know, that's when the first steps are. But for me...
I suppose.
That's right towards the end of it, too. That's the end of the season when all that starts happening.
Not really. It's like the midway point of the season.
Yeah, but then we go into... Yeah, that doesn't really... To me, that's just them... That's them cooling their jets. The consequences haven't happened yet. This is the 5th season when all the consequences to the 4th season start to happen.
I think that's pretty fair, actually.
Trail on into what's happening in the current manga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I liked. I like consequences to actions.
Yeah, I feel that. I was watching a video the other day, and they were talking about how people were not responsive to... Endeavor's redemption early on.
Oh, I'm for it.
I am too. And that's, I was very confused by that because I was like, that's very strange that people would feel that way. Because I think that it's like, obviously you're not just going to be like, oh yeah, he's redeemed.
No.
Right out the gate.
But I also think it's extremely realistic.
But like, he tries, and that's what matters. And like, that's the thing I like about it.
I could understand why the initial point of mm-hmm. Endeavor trying for his redemption, because he wasn't actually really trying, you know, right. he was doing what he thought was going on. He wasn't really doing what was good for his family.
Right.
You know, he thought he was doing what was good for his family, and he figured out he's got the wrong idea.
But that was pretty realistic too, in mm-hmm. somebody that's seeking.
Yeah. And I can
redemption.
And I'm all for it. I'm for, at first I was with him. Because
yeah.
Endeavor was going about it the wrong way. And mm-hmm. He figured it out, all that, and he started working properly again, I'm all there. I'm behind Endeavor the entire way.
Yeah. For me, the only reason season 4 beats out season 5, in my opinion, mm-hmm. I mean, because season 5 is really good.
4 is really good, too.
I really liked it. The only reason that season 4 beats it out is I think there was way too much time spent on, like, the classes going against each other and not enough time in the My Villain Academia. I feel like they rushed through that part for me.
Because
I really liked reading that arc, and I just feel like it could have been stretched more. Like, if they had divided up the episodes a little bit differently for me, it probably would have been my favorite season.
Mm-hmm. I get that. That's very fair. I think, yeah, because I agree. I really like, when I read it, that was my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, immediately. And I knew it was going to be. But in translation into the anime, it just didn't hit the same way that
season 4
did for me. At least, again, like you said, like, the first half of season 4, really.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's where the shit mattered and shit happened. Not to say nothing happens in that season, but it's like, so much happens in that first half.
There's been stuff that happens in every season that has kind of been a catalyst that's leading slowly, like, it gets progressively worse each season leading up mm-hmm. to, like, the ultimate.
Well, it's, you know what, I'll tell you what, it's kind of funny. I was talking to my coworker about anime, because he's a big fucking weeb, a degenerate. And he had never seen My Hero Academia. So I was like, you know, I think you would really enjoy it. You know, and I was trying to give him some manga recommendations. He only just started reading or watching recommendations, anime recommendations. I got manga on the brain. It's all I do now. I was trying to give him some good anime recommendations. So I was naming some stuff, and he was like, nah, it's too old. And that made me feel ancient. But like, he started My Hero, and the last time I talked to him, he was just getting through season 2. I think he just finished it. But when we talk about it, every time I'm like, because every time I think about My Hero Academia, all I can think about is like season 3 up,
mm-hmm.
because so much shit happens. And same with the manga, everything after season 5, that's all I think about.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like, the amount of really good writing and really good art and really just beautifully well thought out plot points. I'm just like, man, they really crush it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, you know what? No, season 1 was good too. Like, it was. It had merit. I don't think about it like that most of the time.
You know how in a lot of anime, especially ones that get multiple seasons, season 1 tends to be the season where you're introducing a lot of characters, mm-hmm. and you're kind of introducing the story. And I think it's kind of hard for me with ones that don't get second seasons and stuff like that, because then you kind of lose the story. You're like, well, this is all you get. This mm-hmm. is just you spending the time getting the basis of the story and the characters.
I was about to say it. Good on you. A banger season.
Oh, the light novels are fantastic.
I've heard. I got to read them.
It's the only way to finish it.
No, so, like, you know, season 2 has a lot of good moments. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the tournament. Like, and then season 3 is the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many good bits in every season that I'm like, no, it's just a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still feel the same way that I feel, and I think I ranked it appropriately, personally,
for
my taste. But I would say, let's just say it like this. Overall, good starter anime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Hundo,
definitely.
100%.
Because it starts off pretty easy to mm-hmm. get into, and then that's when it starts, after the first couple seasons, when it starts throwing more of the anime tropes that we know and love at you. And by then, you should have a slight grasp.
And that is something, too, because there are a lot of tropes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is very tropey, as mm-hmm. most anime are, especially popular anime. But, like, I don't know, it does a good job subverting certain expectations, mm-hmm. with exceptions. Like, obviously, Mineta, that does not get subverted. really ever. I mean, it kind of does later on, just from him not being around a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But like otherwise, he's still Mineta.
No, it's a really good one. I mean, in terms of art style, it's very like aesthetically pleasing to look at. Mm-hmm. Storyline, very good storyline. It blends comedy with serious moments with, I mean, it's just got a lot of like, you know, marks you can check off for why it'd be a good starter.
Yeah. Is it a 10 out of 10? No.
No.
Like, it's good. It's a good anime. I would never say it's not. I mean, I think the fan base gets a little weird.
Yeah.
But, like, as does everything, and that's, I don't know. There's also a lot of people like us who aren't like that and still love the show.
Mm. I think it would, I mean, in order to say an anime is a 10 out of 10, it would have to check a plethora, like mm-hmm. so many boxes for it to be, like, you can still appreciate an anime for what it is, but to actually say that it's a 10 out of 10 anime would take a lot of stuff for it to be like that.
I don't think I've ever, out of all the anime I've watched in my short tenure on this blue marble, I don't think I've ever watched a 10 out of 10.
I think that it's definitely subjective. Mm. I believe I have watched several. Like, and again, it's only to personal taste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I personally, to me, like, Full Metal, there's nothing better to me than Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, this is
the original. That, Full Metal Alchemist, the original.
Yeah,
not,
that's I mean, what I'm saying.
Brotherhood
yeah.
has its merits, too. Yeah. But, like, the original, like, I can honestly say I 100% agree that that is a 10 out of 10 yeah. for me.
I think a lot, and that's the thing. I mean, it's literally has been, aside from now, the top rank on any list. It's on everybody's anime list is the number one. It is a classic for a reason. Mm. Like, it is a real high mark in storytelling and keeping things together.
It's definitely one of the best anime I have emotional. Ever seen. Yeah. Absolutely.
Probably because I just can't do the whole number
yeah,
thing.
No, I get it.
Either to me, something's good
I know,
or fantastic.
It's hard, isn't yeah. it? When yeah. you're, like, when you're asked, like, what is your number one anime? It's
yeah,
like,
there's
well,
no answer.
That's a very difficult question to answer. I mean, you could try and, like, rank them, like, say, your top five or your top 10, but even then you might fill out your five or 10, and you're like, oh, but I forgot this, or oh, I forgot that, or oh, there's this. It's very hard.
I mean, that's
how am I feeling
thing.
That day?
Yeah, that's the thing. I might say right now that Fullmetal Alchemist is a 10. I guarantee you there's like a 6 that's above it
yeah.
on my list. I'd bet money. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit that I think is bad that I like. Like, I liked Domestic Girlfriend. I thought it was good. I hated it mm-hmm. as well because I know it's bad. But, like, I enjoyed watching it, and that to me is like, I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters, really. And I see where you're coming from most of the time when you're just like, I just enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, that's how I get through a lot of the shows that everyone else is like, oh, these are just crap. Is like, I was just
fun.
There.
Yeah,
know?
I wanted,
I was there to enjoy it, you know?
I guess to me, it's like the differentiating, like, is this a first monitor anime or a second monitor anime?
Yeah.
Like Demon Lord Retry, that's a second monitor anime. I refuse to believe anybody watches that out of their own volition. Mm. I refuse.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd be wrong.
I know I would. I know I would, but it doesn't change anything. It's bad. So My Hero, I think, is good. I think that we can all agree that that's, you know, as a whole, it's very good.
Yeah. Mm.
Agreed.
We can go over our list. I don't know if that's something anybody even wants to really hear.
I'm kind of curious to see where you ranked yours and everything.
Okay, how about this? What is your least, and I'm looking at you, Scott, for a reason. What is your last place?
Corpse Party.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy that one as much as I thought I was going to. Because don't get me wrong, I love gore and, you know, people being eviscerated and all that. But Corpse
You're telling
Party
me you didn't
just
like the underage pee scene? No. That's weird, man. How'd you not like that?
Corpse Party was just, it tried too hard. I'd probably absolutely love the game
yes.
for it, but it didn't translate well in my
that
opinion.
That scored higher for me.
Did it?
it also scored.
Well, I'm pretty sure regular's
not
your
like
bottom.
Super. No.
No.
Well, yeah, it's at the bottom, but not the bottom.
You guys.
Oh,
okay,
wait,
so here's
Demon Lord.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
Demon
absolutely.
Lord is also at the bottom of mine.
That's a number 18 for me.
For me, Corpse Party is fifth last, and I think that that's pretty fair too. And I
me
almost
too.
I almost inter. That's so funny. Hold on. Let me look at yours. Just real quick. Just.
So they're comparing.
We have the same thing. Bottom list. Our 14 is Corpse Party. Our 15 is My Next Life as Villainous. That is hilarious. I thought that was going to be a shock that I didn't like My Next Life.
I didn't either.
I remember you. Do you remember you didn't really like it? Like,
no, but I think it has merit.
Like, I think we did a good job talking about it, but I definitely did not think it was a top.
No. God, no. It's a bottom.
Yeah.
Like me. So what's your second to last then? You didn't like Corpse Party. So what did you really not like this year? Like, because I know you will watch anything.
Well, honestly, the only one that's probably my least favorite out of all the ones we watched, to be honest with you. I liked The Promised Neverland, even though I was really hard on it, but that was my fault.
Yeah, you know, I feel
that. Was
that.
Entirely my fault. I decided to read the manga while I watched the anime, so that was my fault. It was a good anime. I was just ridiculously
Promised
stupid
Neverland
on it.
Scored pretty high for me.
It's my number two.
Mm-hmm. It's my number six.
Promised Neverland to me was such a subversion of what I expected. I went in totally blind, only knowing that it was slightly horror. Mm. And it did to me a very good job. That said, from everything I've heard about the second season, not so much, but I think I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
Before
I
do anything.
It's a good read, actually. I've read it.
No, that's probably the only one I didn't really like was Corpse Party.
So I have to ask then, because we obviously, we can't ignore it. Demon Lord Ushrai, like, where would that be on yours?
Yeah, I'm curious.
You don't even have to give me a number. I guess low or high. Or mid. Yeah.
Probably low mid.
Low mid, I think, is fair. I think it's a fair thought on that.
Because it's not a fantastic anime, but it's something that you can kind of shut your brain off to try to enjoy. And I know that's something that people don't want to listen to or don't believe in. Or think that's a bad thing for anime.
I think it's okay. Like, that's the thing. To me, the things that it did bad, I couldn't get by to enjoy it.
For me, it's one of my shut my brain off and play a video game kind of game.
Yeah.
You know, where I can just kind of hang out and watch it and like Ikitosen. You don't watch that in public, but it's a guilty pleasure anime, you know?
Fair enough. Then I guess we have to address the other two. Regular magic and irregular magic too. Is that higher to you than Demon Lord?
Actually, it's about the same.
Yeah, it's pretty on par for me as well. I think that, like, to me, they're both the bottom. It literally goes.
Yeah.
Season two being worse than season one, but Demon Lord season two, season one.
Right.
I have so much hate in my heart for that show, and I think it's kind of unwarranted, frankly speaking. I'll admit to that. I don't think I gave it... I think I gave it a fair shake, but I don't think I am continuing to give it a fair shake. That said, it is still not great.
I think I'm going to convince you to put Freezing on the anime list.
Freezing? I don't know what that is.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, no. Oh, is that the third season?
Nope.
No, never mind.
It's a completely different anime.
Okay.
But it's similar in a premise.
Does
it
want to
listen? It could do it better. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, obviously, I think your number one is probably Overlord.
It's Overlord and Cowboy Bebop are, like, tied for me. Because those are two of just my favorite shows to go back and watch. You know, I went back. I'll be going back and watched Cowboy Bebop a little while ago, actually.
Did you?
And I was bored. And I was like, this is so good. Mm-hmm. And I tried to watch the Netflix series, and I needed a palate cleanser.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fair. So fair.
It was
so
bad.
You know, I did that. And then Overlord is just, well...
Yeah, Overlord. For you, it hits. But I think that's because, like, we talked about a little while, like, earlier today. You've watched it all. So it you read it as well, right?
Yeah.
So it definitely hits different for you. For me, it was good, but it was just an isekai. What I mean?
For me, what grabbed me was immediately we're not being told a story about a good guy. Like, he's not immediately a good guy. Yeah, he's overpowered, but at the same time, he's also in charge of all of these other people, and he has to build himself up and make himself into that leader.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a really good job in the first season doing that, in my opinion. And the small bits of world building we get from Irantel and the little village there is. It's good, and then the second season is when the country opens up, and we see so much more
I can't wait to get to the second season.
I can understand why Overlord wasn't really all that fantastic for you two.
To me, like, the beginning, not that special.
It made it into my top five.
Yeah, insane. To me, the beginning isn't special, but that doesn't change what I know it's going to be. Like, you know what I mean? I can already tell, I can smell it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, this has the makings of something that's going to be really good. But currently, it's like, well, this is a first season of an isekai.
And that came out during the isekai boom, really.
Yes, and there's very few to me that hit me in the first season. Like, ReZero did, Slime did, Rising did. But, like, to me, those are special. And and they deserve to be praised that way.
You know, Slime,
like, this one to me is, like, it starts not so special.
Yeah, Slime is probably as close to, like, a 10 out of 10 for me as
Yeah, I as think a lot of people share that opinion.
Because Rimuru is just so good, and so is... Never mind. We'll, when we get them, we'll
yeah, I haven't
get
watched
there.
It.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You already know, but I'm just curious, Scott, what do you think my number one is?
So, Bound Hanako-kun?
It is! Ding, ding, ding.
That's a really good one. I really
it is a banger.
That was fantastic.
That is my number one.
You know, I'm it really glad you like that.
It was between that and Cowboy Bebop, and, I mean, obviously, I mean... Cowboy Bebop's amazing, too, but I don't know. And it's funny because when I first started watching Toilet Bound, I didn't know if I liked the art style. It was the thick lines and everything.
Yep.
But, like, I kept watching it, and I just really, really, really love it.
That sucker for those thick black lines.
It was so good.
That art style, like, those bold lines with the story that was being told and how they told it with the art direction and everything that was happening was... fantastic. It made everything work together because honestly, when I first saw the artwork and the line work, I immediately was like, okay, I'm going to enjoy this, you know, because I was like, this is going
to
be good. And
I will
be
the first to admit that I spent a lot of time not watching certain anime because I was very snobby when it came to art style. And like, Connor would be like, watch this. No, I can't because I don't like the art style. Just give it a chance. And I finally did it with Samurai Champloo, and I love Samurai Champloo. So I think, to be honest with you, I think it's better than Cowboy Bebop. That's my opinion, and I don't know if many people share that opinion, and it's okay if they don't. But
it's tepid take. Everybody loves it.
Yeah. it's one of those where I am of the people that love them both dearly.
Same.
And they are...
yeah, I mean, definitely.
I like Samurai Champloo probably because... a little bit better probably because of the combat.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fluid. You've got the guy who spins around on his back with the metal plates on his...
I just give him chances because, like, Devilman Crybaby was actually a really good anime. I don't care for the art style. Even having watched it, I didn't care for the art style. But the story itself is actually really good, in my opinion.
I can't work with you anymore. That art style is so stunning.
I didn't like it.
That's gorgeous.
I'm at this point now where there is literally only one show, anime, whatever, out there that... I will not watch because I cannot sit through the art style at this point.
There are a few that, because I'll usually just watch something.
Are you waiting
looks
for me to say it?
No, I'm zoning.
Oh.
Don't mind me.
I was going to say it's Ruby.
I know it's Ruby.
Okay.
Oh. Well, then watch Ice
Kingdom. I already told her.
Okay, good. however, the art, it's fantastic. Like, it's beautiful. It's beautifully done. To me, though, the art direction for the battles isn't nearly as fluid as when Monty did it. You know, even with the PlayStation 2 and 3 graphics that were going on for how it was done for Ruby, it's still, everything was so fluid. Every attack, every motion into the next attack, every retreat, every fallback, every something down.
I could probably still get chills watching some of the, like, season 1, 2, or 3 fight scenes.
Anytime I hear Red Like Roses, I don't remember the name, like, Goose, I started, and I'm not even...
I was thinking about, like, the first big fight with the snake thing. And, and that was, it's dog chills every time.
I mean, it's not that I haven't tried. I've tried to watch Ruby more than once. And for me, I can't get past the art style of it. That, I mean, I don't know why. I just can't.
I have my own qualms with Ruby.
I stay away from
I will not be talking about. You know, this isn't about Ruby. We didn't even watch Ruby.
I'm just saying.
What was your top one there?
What do you think my number one was?
Hmm.
I think you know me pretty well.
Hmm.
I think both of you do.
It's My Next Life is Villainous.
Yep. Yep, you knew it. It's the tropes, man. They're so good. Those tropey boys and girls.
Just ran a girlfriend.
God, no.
I'd say Cowboy Bebop, but I...
It's Cowboy Is Bebop.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
More fun to fuck with him. Come on now.
It's obviously Rent-A-Girlfriend. I'm a big Cheezaroo stan.
I'm going to be honest with you. If we hadn't lost the Boongo.
Oh, it would have been high.
That would have probably been.
I don't think it would have been my right number one. There. But
I don't think it would have been out Toilet Bound for me, but it would have been right up there.
No, so fair, but for me, it was Cowboy Bebop and Promise Neverland. And to be honest, Toilet Bound Hanako-kun was my number two for up until this morning, to be honest with you. And then I switched it. I was like, no, I actually feel like, because I was thinking about Promise Neverland last night, and I was like, I actually do think that the way it made me feel watching it was better than how I felt watching Toilet Bound Hanako-kun, despite the fact that I love Toilet Bound Hanako-kun. Mm-hmm. I think it is an incredible anime. I think that subverted a lot of expectations as well. But I personally just, it Promise Neverland to me, it just ekes it out just a little bit. I'm a sucker for good horror. And I'm also the opposite. If it's bad, I don't like it. Corpse Party is my fifth bottom.
Which is fair.
Just beating Mine out too. My Hero Movie 1 and fucking Rent-A-Girlfriend. Which, you know, frankly speaking, also aren't good.
Oh, see, My Hero Movie was a little bit higher for me. My number two is Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a little difficult between that and Toilet Bound, but like ultimately I had to give it to Toilet Bound.
The pose. Yeah. It's so good.
Overlord made it number four Woo! For me, which says a lot because I usually hate Isekai.
Yeah. It's my number five. And I think that's fair either way. And I think you having it at number one alongside Bebop is fair too. I definitely can see where it's coming from. How about Ancient Magus Pride?
That was number 11 for me.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
That's insane. That is actually crazy to me.
For me, I fell hard for that anime because I was ignoring it for the longest time. I already knew that I enjoyed the art,
yes.
The art direction, because I'd watched a couple bits of it here and there. And then when we finally started watching it, I fell into love, you know. I went hard into like doing research into that because
I've read it.
Everything was so good. You read it?
Yeah. And so I think I got stuck in this whole. I had already read it before I even watched it.
Fair
kinda.
Enough.
And I kind of just went based off of that in my opinion on it.
So well, that me, was the wrong yeah. choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I had already read it long before.
For me, it's my number seven. And it was almost six, but frankly speaking, My Hero season five is my six. I think season five of that is incredible.
Season five is number five for me.
Overlord is above that for me. And then season four of My Hero actually is my number four.
Yeah. My number three.
I think that season four really, it did such a good job. Cause I understand what you meant with season five.
Yeah.
100%. I understand
I get you guys too with four.
For me, I think it's because I have such a fucking love for Toga.
Yeah,
it's not Togeta.
No, Toga, no, you said it.
Who the Mirio. Fuck is Togeta? There's another anime with a person named Togeta. Am I correct?
Togeta Mirio.
Probably.
Oh, I thought it was Toga Mirio.
No, it's.
Is it Togeta?
Yeah,
I said it right.
Himiko Toga is
what you're. Is my girl?
Is
weird.
His girl? Yeah,
weird.
You know,
I think my brain isn't working. Yandere.
I thought he said Toga earlier, and so I was confused. I was
well,
like, maybe
I said
maybe.
Togeta first, and then I said Toga.
You know, it's.
I didn't know what he's talking about, so I was like, "Yeah, sure, we'll just stick with Toga."
Mirio.
Or Lamillion.
Or Lamillion.
Or
Best Boy.
Or Tintin. Or Pip Boy.
Yeah.
Or Lucas from Mother 3, like. He is many men, and he is the best of them. I think it's probably because I love him so much, and I love Overhaul as a villain, and I love, like, every... I don't know, you get to see so many cool heroes, and I love Night Eye, and I love seeing them actually do things that matter. Kirishima, like, has his big break moment.
Fat Gum
is a husbando, that is for certain.
Yeah.
A lot of the members of the Chieha Saikai I really loved. Like the Mimic. I love Mimic. I think that power is so interesting, and then he takes the drug, and it makes it even stronger. And it's like him being a building. That's crazy. Like, they do a lot of really interesting concepts in season four and, like, in that arc specifically that I really love.
Sun Eater.
And if you're caught up on the manga.
I was gonna say Sun Eater.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Cannot wait.
I am now extremely curious where you guys put Violet Evergarden.
Number 12 for me.
Okay, really? That's okay. Hold. That's crazy.
Why is it yours?
No.
Oh.
No, it's 9, which I think is also fair. It just, I actually, you know what? I'm gonna hot route. Quick hot route. It's number 8. Because I don't think My Hero Season 3 is better than Violet Evergarden.
I disagree.
Because that's how I was doing my list, and at first I thought that way. But now looking back on it, and maybe, again, it is maybe because I'm reading a lot of romance manga, and I have my head in that mindset, I think Violet Evergarden is better than My Hero Season 3.
I think Violet Evergarden was one of the best things we watched.
See, for
me, I agree.
My Hero Season 1 is 9, Season 2 is 7, and Season 3 is 8. In my ranking.
You think that Violet Evergarden is worse than My Hero Academia Season 2?
Yeah.
I quit.
What? I'm actually shook.
I didn't like it as much as I liked it the first time I watched it, we watched it for this. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
What? Do you have a heart? I mean,
don't get me wrong, I cried. Hold on. I really loved it.
You loved it?
Yes.
She didn't.
Apparently. It's not
what
that
world
I,
am I in?
Listen, it's don't not. Know. It's not that I hated it.
I'm fucked up right
I
now.
I just, after watching it a second time, it wasn't as high for me as I thought it was the first time I watched it.
It almost made me cry.
But Scott never cries.
I cried even watching it that time.
I cried so much.
Now, listen, if we were going to break it down by episode, then yeah, maybe like a couple of the episodes in Violet Evergarden would probably make it rank pretty high, but like as a whole.
So My Hero Season 2 made you cry, huh?
Yeah, I cry a lot.
In My Hero Season 2?
Pretty sure I probably did.
What?
I'm disappointed.
I'm shocked. I'm shook.
I cried a little bit while watching Overlord.
What?
What
Where?
The fuck?
Where?
Why?
Yeah, what scene?
Well, because he went to, like, you know how he went to go fight her? No, okay. He went to go fight the vampire,
no,
and he was going to protect all his friends. And it. Listen, I'm a female that cries very easy. Leave me alone.
I'm a gender fluid man that cries very easily. Like I know, the only emotional bit that I had in Overlord was when Albedo was basically begging him not to leave, and that part got me emotional. But I did not cry. That said, you didn't cry at that part? Like, that wasn't the part?
No, that made me sad, yeah. But no, like, it just made me sad that he had to, like, go and fight her, and they're, like, all, like, talking.
Yeah, but he had a plan. Yeah. I don't know how that makes you sad.
Why are you gaslighting me into having the same opinion as you?
You don't even know what gaslighting means. That's how you gaslight. Get fucked. Gatekeep and girl boss today.
Let me mansplain something to you.
Hey, by the way, Ashley, I don't know if you know this. Mansplaining actually is short for man explain. just wanted to make sure you understood. I know.
Because I posted it the other
Did
day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
I'll show you. I posted it on Facebook the other day.
I saw that yesterday and I was dying. That's so funny. Oh, my God. No, I am with you, man. Unite. Violet Evergarden, incredible. I wish I could have ranked it higher on mine, frankly speaking, and that's why I kind of hot routed it up one.
Yeah, I posted it on the 25th.
That's so funny, Jesus Christ.
You know, I can't even really be mad that it's so low in either of yours.
Well, it's still high in mine. It's still in the top.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the bottom of the top, unfortunately.
Backed out of that. Well, I'm never gonna find it again. Oh well. But I can understand, there was a lot of good things that you guys really liked, you know, mm-hmm. and especially when you had multiple seasons of My Hero that you really enjoyed, you know. For me, I didn't do My Hero for myself really in seasons. I know we did it in seasons, but for me, it's still just one big show.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like if I have to, it's My Hero's going in one specific spot really because of the seasons that I liked. And then I can put everything else around it. But that's just how my brain works.
But I guess here's the thing, right? We can all agree that it is not the best anime we watched this year.
Right.
No matter what. No matter how you look at it, like, there is stuff that we watched that is markedly better. And while there was stuff that was markedly worse, the better, I mean, that's what we're going to look at. You know what I mean? Like, really, I'm happy that we will never talk about a regular Magic High School again.
So am I.
Like, because I am making it a personal situation. Don't even fucking look at me like that. Don't even think about adding it to the list.
We're gonna add the sister version.
Don't you fucking dare. Right. I will.
We have to.
I will cry.
I'll
cry right now.
We did the two. We got to do her too.
Oh, no. Fuck.
It's only otherwise it would be unfair.
She's almost worse.
Do you really want to go through another two, like an episode or two where we just rip on it? Yes.
Dude, honestly, you kind of have a kink, don't you? You're into it, aren't you?
I mean, we tore that show apart.
Oh, I'm gonna too.
But I still got people to watch it.
That's true. You did. And I have since then stopped several people from watching it.
I will always tell you to go watch things.
It took me almost 3 weeks to watch the second season, and it's only 12 fucking episodes.
Was it 12? No, I think it was 24.
Maybe I just tried to wipe it all out.
I wish it was only 12. I think that's why I didn't like it, because it was 24. I think it could have been done in 12. No, my coworker that I was talking about, who's just now, like, you know, a year deep into anime, he's watched like 50 anime.
You have to let them watch.
I was like, he was like, oh, I was going to watch that. And I was like, don't fucking bother.
I mean, I guess you're not wrong. He's watched some bad stuff. It gives you an appreciation for the good ones, at least. I will admit
that. I disagree. I appreciate things that I like no matter what.
I am all for having somebody recommend me a terrible anime and then me going and watching it and seeing it's a terrible anime.
Or
me going to watch it and being like, oh, I get it. I get why this is bad, but I'm enjoying this.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I wonder, for me, if Overlord would have scored as high as it did had we not watched Demon Lord.
God, no. I don't think it would
have. I don't think it would have scored as high.
I think Overlord would have been mid for you. And that's kind of how I felt about it as well. The only reason
that I think the reason that I think
it is because I know it gets so much better.
Like, I just don't know, like, is it because I watched Demon Lord and I had something similar that I could base off what's done right and what's done not right?
Maybe, because you said you never really watched Isekai before, right?
The only Isekai I've watched of my own volition is The Devil is a Part-Timer and Sword Art.
Well, yeah.
Which both of those are kind of not.
Which, I mean, I feel like they're pretty mild in terms of, like,
Isekai. Devil is a Part-Timer is fantastic.
It is. I'm really
excited. But I wouldn't even, like,
because
it is an isekai, but it's like, isekai. But it's like, do you even really want to call it that?
I know. Like, the premise.
I feel like if somebody said, this is my favorite isekai anime, I'd be like, that's a slice of life, my man. Like, I got bad news for you. Yeah. One of those tags on this rank a little higher than the others. Isekai is just the premise.
I would agree. Like, on it's that a slice one. So of life. So I guess, like, the one that I had seen of my own volition that was, like, you know, actual isekai is probably Sword Art. And there are parts of Sword Art that I like Gun Gale, so good. I really loved Gun Gale.
I can't wait.
GGO was great. Alfheim, significantly less.
It's funny because I like Alfheim.
That's the only one, really, honestly, of Sword Art Online that I don't like.
Alfheim?
I do not like the Alfheim section.
Do you not like the initial Alfheim section or just the last Alfheim section?
No, I don't like the last Alfheim.
I don't like the last one either.
No,
I like the first bit one.
Yeah.
The first Alfheim part I liked. That second, like after GGO.
I can't wait to talk about how shitty this anime is eventually.
No, I didn't like the Alfheim period.
I'm going to tear Kirito to shreds. That man wants.
Did you say Kirito?
Yeah, Kirito.
No, he's never going to say his name properly. He does
the
not
gray
respect
swordsman.
It.
I also will never call him the black swordsman. I refuse. That is
Kirito.
Guts. Guts is the black swordsman. And we will fucking get there when we get there.
Asta's working his way up becoming.
Fair. I think we're going to take a short break. And then we'll come back and we'll. I have a thing that I'm going to talk to you guys about that we're going to try to do.
All right.
Oh, all
right. Well, could you see you later.
Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. Connor here. Thank you for listening to Anime Roulette. If you'd like to follow us, we're most active on Twitter at Anime Roulette or our personal Twitters. Ashley's is at itwasme_DO1. The Scott's is at TheUndeadScott. And mine is at TurtleGodConnor. If you're enjoying the show, please follow and rate us on your preferred podcast app. Thank you again for listening. Now let's get back to it. And welcome back. Boy, howdy, was this a season. I'm really happy with how we did and how far we've come in terms of, like, I think we've gotten a lot better at this.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell at the start of this episode because my brain was fried. But I think we've definitely gotten better at what we're doing here. And I'm excited to see what comes next. So I first just want to say, hey, we fucking did it.
We did it.
Woo. Eat shit, haters. Get fucked. We made it.
Thank you, all of you people listening.
We watched all of My Hero Academia, with the exception, technically speaking, of two movies. But that's not technically true either, because the third movie still is not out yet. And the second movie we did watch, but it got deleted, unfortunately.
Or fortunately, however you want to spin it.
Well, here's the thing, though, and the thing that you got to recognize. My Hero is now about to go into our action list. Because we do have more to watch of it.
That's true.
And we're never going to do another season of My Hero. Well, it's not going to be enough. So what we're going to end up doing is, like, eventually it'll be on our action list when there's enough to do. So, like, the first time we roll that in our action list, we're watching the second movie.
There we go. All right.
And then the third, unless the sixth season is out by then. You know what I mean? It's going to be fun.
I'm excited for a sixth season.
Yeah, I, if you want, spoiler alert for My Hero Academia, we can have a little conversation about that if you like. Are you caught up?
Not completely. I'm about, like, I don't know how many chapters behind right now. I've been sick.
How disappointing. How disappointing.
Kiddo had COVID, and then I ended up with COVID.
Seems like you had time to read.
Yeah, not a lot to do when you have COVID. Catch up reading. Could have caught up on One Piece.
I couldn't have read anything, even if I... So I've had COVID once before this, and I was nowhere near as sick the first time as I was this time. This time was awful.
You you two both need to get immune systems.
And I don't even know how Kiddo got it. The only thing I can think of is we had went to the beach.
COVID beach?
Must have been.
You shouldn't have went there. It's literally called COVID beach.
She was in the water playing, and a couple of other little kids came over to play with her while they were in the water, and that's the only thing I can possibly think of as to how she got it.
Well, you know, that's why we don't hang out with people.
This is why we've turned ourselves into hermits. Come on.
Why do you think I don't leave my house? Because I don't want to? Well, yeah, but also, I wanna give a quick commendation, because we've all worked hard to make this. I want to give two special thank yous on this lovely episode, this finale of season one. First, thank you. First, congratulations to Ashley. Even with your asterisk, you did it.
I win!
Take your fucking crown.
Where is it?
Oh, I ate it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we went to Burger King. He thought the crown was part of his meal.
Damn it.
So we don't have a crown. We will get a crown. for this specifically,
it shall be a crown of thorns.
Yeah, I mean, you did have that asterisk.
Listen, if it doesn't have a giant asterisk in the center, I don't even want it.
I'm just saying. Fucking Barry Bonds in here taking performance enhancing anime guessings.
We're now taking commissions for crowns.
I would like to say a thank you too. A couple thank yous if I can. First, I'd like to say to Scott, thank you for editing.
You stole my thank you.
All of the episodes and working so hard on getting them up online, because I wouldn't know the first fucking thing about doing any of that. And we would not be as far as we are without that. And to Connor, too. I would like to thank you, because honestly, this would have never even come to fruition had you not thought.
Yeah, this is your mad idea, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I never would have learned to edit if you hadn't brought this up.
It's fair. So. I'm glad to have been the shitty ringleader of this circus. I'm happy to be hanging out with you clowns all the time. Nothing brings me more serotonin in my brain.
See, now we have to bug him about getting paid.
Shit. Does that mean I'm the boss?
You said it. Did you not? You said you were the ringleader of this. Did you not?
Can our boss be some ethereal being that we've never seen?
No. It's you.
Damn it.
I always feel bad because I feel like I don't do as much as you guys. Like, the only thing I even, like, I did the Twitter in the beginning, and that's so confusing to me that Connor took that over.
You're over here about to cry talking about this. You're not crying, watching Violet ever cry. What the heartless woman.
The only thing I did was come up with the name of the podcast.
Yeah, you did. That's incredible.
And the premise of it.
You came up with the premise.
You come here every time, you know, into this booth with us and record
Not every time.
Well, while you're alive, you know, while your heart
Occasionally when I'm
on occasion,
alive.
She's here. You know, she shows up on occasion. You get a participation trophy.
Woo! Story of my life.
I'm going to give you a Hestius gift.
No, I think the we worked very hard, and while it doesn't seem like that, because this is ultimately like it's a podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a podcast. It's just for fun. We're not doing it to make money necessarily yet. As much fun as that would be, to quit my job. But it's this like I've consistently been talking this week about how I have burnout really bad. Like it's my job has hit me to a point where I'm like, I'm actually like struggling. Nothing is getting me out of it. But like this gets me out of it. Like anime and manga and you guys, especially both of you, get me out of it. And it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, we love each other.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Depends on what we're talking about.
I've been stabbed by one of you before.
Yeah, you'll never guess who. It was Scott. Scott stabbed Scott.
Damn it, the other personality took over.
Yeah, it happens, you know? You fucking Moon Knight looking.
Oh.
So I want to... Here's where... Thank you. You like that one?
Which we're going to do our...
Yeah. So here's the thing. We are going to spin our wheel and get the big anime, but first I want to... Let's give out the three awards. So... Brain stop...
I got you.
Thank you.
So, great. I'm going to go into award voice. We are going to do an award for our least favorite anime, our most mid anime, and our top tier anime. Can any of you guess what those are? I'll give you some time. That's enough time. Did you guess?
Yes.
All right. And for our least favorite anime, or lowest rated anime for us, is...
The Irregular at Magic High School, Season 1 and 2.
Sorry, I still love you, Irregular.
It's just not good.
No.
There's a lot to it. It feels like it could have been, and that's why I think I hated it as much as I did. Because it felt like it could have been good. Because
you saw potential
flat.
In it.
Yeah. Especially season 2. I think season 2 is dramatically worse, and I think it's because at the end of season 1, I was like, I actually see how this can get better, and if they do a very specific set of things, it can get really good, and they did none of them and actually made the stuff that was bad worse.
Yep.
So it's like, to me, it's so sad, because I wish it was good.
I still enjoy the part where he uses a drop of water to completely evaporate an entire battleship. I love that.
I like the part where he showed emotion.
When?
Exactly.
Now, for our most mid...
I'll give this one to you.
Oh.
You deserve... We'll all go through.
And our most mid is... Drumroll, please. Rent-A-Girlfriend. Because, well, it was just...
It's fine.
Yeah. It was enjoyable. Don't get me wrong, you know, but at the same time, that's not something I'm going to outright just go, hey, people, go watch.
It's like, it's fine. I didn't hate it, and I didn't like it, and to me...
That's my opinion on it.
And I would like to say as well, honorable mention goes to just the entirety of My Hero Academia.
That's
fair. I think it's good, but it's also like, it's fine, especially when you look at everything we've watched. I think there's a lot... to be said about the stuff we watch, and
sure,
a lot
you can
to be
break
said.
It down by seasons and everything, but if you put it as a whole,
I still think putting it as a whole would be like upper mid for me. It just didn't hit the way certain ones did.
Agreed.
Now we do have one more, our top anime of the season.
Can anybody guess what it is?
I couldn't imagine.
Cowboy Bebop.
A classic for a reason.
Yes, very much so.
Like it is so special to a lot of people, and I feel like a lot of people, like even in their day-to-day anime lists, have this as like one of their top. And it's understandable. It's an incredible show. It does a lot that it. I don't think it necessarily had to be as good as it is, but like they know what to do, and they fucking rocked it.
Oh, that has always been and always will be a fantastic anime, no matter how old it gets. You know, as long as people can sit there and watch it and see it for what it is.
It's one of those anime that I can go back and watch and rewatch and rewatch over and over and over again.
And it's also one of the ones that I can jump between either the dub or the sub and enjoy either one.
I've never tried the sub before.
The sub's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
So it'll be a little jarring if you listen to it all the time, if you watch all the time.
Yeah, I'm bad with the transition and stuff. It's like when, because you know how we went and saw Mugen Train and it was subbed, obviously, when we went and saw that. And then Ken wanted to watch it with me, but he prefers to watch stuff dubbed. So I was like, okay, I'll watch it dubbed with you. And it just sounded weird to me.
Right. Oh my.
No, I'm... you made me think about Red, Shanks
dude,
movie.
No, I was actually going to ask if you guys want to go see Red.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was going to find out when it was, and I was going to buy tickets.
I think it's August.
And I was going to drag you with me, whether you wanted to.
No, I'm
as
going.
As long as we bring Kid along.
You're not going to, it's going to be like Demon Train for you. You're not going to have any idea.
Nope.
Because you haven't read or watched
Demon Train.
Mugen Train, whatever. I listened to the American version of.
It's Demon Train, Mugen Slayer.
Yeah, Demon Train Mugen Slayer. It's my favorite. It's my favorite anime.
It's a train that runs around.
It slays.
Speaking of a train running around, I saw a video the other day on TikTok about a horror game where you have to like fight a train.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it is. It's very fun looking. It looks
like you have a train too, and you have to like armor up your train to fight said
train. It's like
train.
Thomas the Tank Engine ass train.
Yeah, and it's got, creepy
the,
looking.
The way it looks reminds me of, heard of Gyo by Junji Ito? Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things he's ever made, but it like the fish things in that have like a very similar aesthetic, like the weird spider legs coming out of the bottom. It's really cool.
I think that's only for PC though.
I believe so, yeah. There's some interesting stuff that's been coming out for like video games and so.
I beat Stray.
I'm happy for you. I think Brock is gonna beat it before me.
I beat it. Because
I just stopped.
It's only 4 hours long.
Yeah, I didn't play much. I played for a couple hours.
I started it, and then after I got sick, I didn't play it anymore. I just didn't have the energy.
Yeah, I just haven't. I've been doing other stuff. I'm watching Jujutsu Kaisen.
I have a PlayStation 4, and I refuse to play that beautiful game on my PlayStation 4.
Yeah, that's 4. Fair.
That's what I played mine.
Nope. I refuse because I saw the beauty that game holds, and I know my pro is so old.
Last night I played a game that only took me like 2 hours. It was like Whispering Willows. Whispering Willows something.
Why are you pointing at me?
The one I was talking about the other day where the girl that her soul leaves her body.
Oh, yeah.
She can move around as the soul and stuff. I played that last night. It was only like a 2 hour game or something like that. It was pretty easy.
Yeah.
But it was a fun little quick play. Yeah, I actually liked it.
There's a lot of stuff like that where it's like pretty short. That just the emotional aspect of it's good.
And then
you should play Undertale.
I'm playing Stick of Truth right now.
Gross. Play Undertale.
Ken downloaded Thomas Was Alone for me to play.
It's so good, dude.
So
that's a good one. And, you should try Baba Is You as well. That's another really fun puzzle-y situation.
This is fantastic, but we can absolutely move this over to our game roulette.
Yo, let's fucking do it. Now you're the ringleader.
Oh no.
Get fucked. Welcome to video game roulette.
Where we just play whatever video games we want. We're not spinning a wheel.
No, but you do have a point. It is, I think, time to move on. Because we have one final thing to do.
And it is spin that wheel.
The big one.
For our big anime.
I'm not even going to tell you guys what we have on it. You guys know, technically, but the audience doesn't. I'm not even going to tell you.
let us be a surprise. Because that way you'll never know what's really on our big wheel.
You don't even know if we're actually spinning.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm using the wheel and, like, you can hear it, but that could just be editing.
Yeah. I could just be putting it in.
We could just be choosing whatever we want, really.
I could be putting in a really
but
bad roulette thingy.
But we wouldn't do that.
I would.
Yes. You probably would.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
I'm going to...
Spin?
I'm going to do it.
Go spin.
Are you ready?
Spin it.
Are you ready?
Get your posing ready and your muscles fit.
Oh!
Because we are going to Bizarre Adventure.
I'm excited.
I almost wore my JoJo shirt today, too. That's so funny.
I'm so excited.
Oh, buddy. We peaked. We clipped that. That's all good. That'll get fixed.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I love when the audio bar is one solid white.
Solid color. I love it, too.
It's fun. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I've only made it to Josuke. I'm just the start of after Josuke.
This is only going to get better.
I've seen up to part four.
This is only going to get better because there's other media to watch as well that we will be watching. There are OVAs. Old OVAs.
Rohan has...
The Rohan Kishibe ones as well. There's a live action that we are going to watch.
I am so excited. It's so good.
I actually really liked it, too. It changes the story of part four, but I think it's fine.
But you liked the live-action Full Metal Alchemist movie that came out a couple years ago.
I didn't think that was bad. I liked it.
That
was
horrible. There was parts of it that I didn't like.
The only part that was bad was Gluttony going...
Oh, my God. I laugh every time.
Him running like a fucking clown chasing after dudes that can easily outrun that.
I have never once in my life enjoyed a live action adaptation of an anime.
Well, this might be your first. Maybe you gotta
watch
Rurouni
Kenshin. If you watch the two live action Attack on Titan ones, they'll change your opinion on JoJo's. And
yeah, that's fair. Yeah, you'll instantly just be like, "Wow, Fullmetal Alchemist was actually not a bad live action."
All you have to do is watch the two live action.
You should watch the
AOT.
Phoenix Wright live action. We should watch some live actions together.
I've watched all the live actions for Death Note.
None of them are that good.
Exactly.
We all know that.
The Rurouni Kenshin live action.
The Rurouni Kenshin, I hear, is very good.
That one I haven't seen, but I've heard good things about it. I'm willing to give that one a shot.
The Hakioki live action's good.
I'm going to throw something at you. All right. I saw it on Crunchyroll, and Hakioki's one of my favorite, like, reverse harems.
It's dog shit.
And I laughed my ass off so much with the first episode, I couldn't even get through it.
Oh, man. This is so good. We also have a new opening for our podcast.
I'm so excited.
The song is Pressure Bomb 3! Power Bomb 3! Pressure Bomb 3 by Jiraiya. An incredible musician who is currently blowing the fuck up on Spotify and stuff. And I'm very happy that we got this. I don't think anybody's ready.
I'm excited.
I'm ready. We did it, boys. Girl.
Creatures.
Thanks.
Anything before, after, and in between?
We fucking did it.
We did it.
We're about to watch JoJo's. I'm so fucking excited.
I'm really excited.
Holy shit, I'm about to come.
Do you do subbed or dubbed?
I don't know anymore. I watched all of them both ways.
See, I've done both.
I've watched every season.
I like the sub better.
I do in moments, but there's moments of part two that the dub is superior and it's hilarious. It really, it really does a good job. I'm just excited.
I think for this one, the reason I like the sub so much is they're so over the top with the way that they talk, and it just sounds so much better in Japanese than it does in English.
My roommate Kelsey, when I was showing her JoJo's, we watched part one and two and the majority of three dubbed because she has a hard time reading subtitles because of her brain problems. But
that's such a weird way to say that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's an appropriate way to say it. Her brain problems. But when we were watching part three, they didn't finish the dub yet. We had gotten to like the third to last episode, and that was where they were in the dub. So we had to switch over. We switched over, and then she enjoyed the end of part three so much that she was like, let's just watch part four in the sub.
Speaking of dubs.
So we just watched it like that.
Guess what just started getting the dub yesterday? Given.
I heard. No, what? I heard. I did hear. They're on episode 2, I think.
Yep.
I'm very excited because I do want to watch that.
Yep.
I actually was going to read it soon. We're watching JoJo's. We made it. This is it for us. I love you all. I love you twos.
Lots of love.
Quaxolotl.
Goodbye. Farewell. Avita Sane.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.